This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Aid Said Tiyan. I'm Ming Shreyu, my sister Zainab. And obviously, if the title is the truth, this is a very, very small aspect of what we call the truth. It's a very one particular way of looking at this huge topic. And because there are times where maybe we don't even, well, we avoid saying the truth. We keep very quiet about the truth. And this has a particular reason, because obviously, you know, Islam is a religion of the truth. The Sahaq, or the truth, is what the faith of Islam is. But let's look at this very sort of particular example. And this is from life of one of famous martyrs of the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi. And so this goes to the time when he'd actually been martyred. And so what happened was that his mother wasn't told immediately because she wasn't actually very well. And, you know, we might sort of think to ourselves, so why did the family, why did the friends do this? You know, why did they not tell her immediately what had happened? This is not an isolated case. So there are some of our other martyrs from the Holy Defense, who, for example, some of them were not martyred during the Holy Defense, some of them actually were martyred after because they died of some of the horrific injuries from, for example, the chemical weapons. And they themselves also would do this thing where they would not tell, for example, their spouse, or especially the spouse, or especially their mother. Typically, it's the female members in their family, their close female, the closest relations who are female. And obviously, there was a particular reason. They might not have told them that the illness that they had was quite as serious as it actually was. And obviously, why were they doing this? This is also out of consideration for these people. Welcome back to Aid Said with me, Sister Zainab. And I'm talking about the idea that obviously we know the truth. There is just one truth. And then we also have times where we're really quiet about sort of exposing the whole truth to people who are maybe just more vulnerable and more sensitive. And I've given the example from the sort of, well, basically after the lifetime of Ibrahim Hadi, whose mother was not informed immediately about his martyrdom. And then mentioned that there are other cases where martyrs did, famous martyrs who ultimately died of their diseases did not even tell, for example, spouse or mother of the gravity of their illness that they were being treated for. You know, and I think many of us actually operate in a similar way in our life. And I think, again, it's very typical that we're more careful with female members in our family. So maybe we're especially careful, for example, with our daughters, or even with our children, because they're that much younger. Maybe we're particularly careful, for example, with our wife, with our mother, because we know that obviously these people, the women are more sensitive. They are sort of, in a sense, created with more emotionality. And obviously we have to sort of balance that a little bit to sort of protect them, to sort of maybe not open up the whole, all of the truth and all of the details of some of our diseases, our illnesses. So this is something that, you know, I don't even need to say, or this is something we need to sort of bear in mind, because I think this is generally how we operate. And we actually operate like that, not just with women in our society. For sure, we operate like that with most people, in fact, often we do not talk about the severity of things or the hardships that we're going through because we don't want to distress others. And this is a little bit also consideration for others, and also because we, you know, we also want to sort of be resilient and be strong for others so that we can help others. So it's a little bit also just the patience and resilience that obviously we derive, inshallah, from our deen. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on Arab English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.